White Bread by Zona Gale. Everyone in the room had promised something. Ms. Tyrus Burns offered her receipt for filled cookies. "My filled cookie receipt," she said, "is something that very, very few have ever got out of me. I give it to Ms. Bradford when she moved away. I've give it to one or two of my kin by word of mouth and not wrote down. And Carol Beck had it from me when she was married. Wrote out on note paper, formal, but understood to be a personal receipt and not general at all. This will be the first time I've ever given in to make it public, and nothing on earth but the church carpet would make me now." "Me either, with my Christmas cakes," said Ms. Arthur Port. "I've made 'em for fairs and bazaars and suppers, and give the material when needed it for the children's shoes, but I feel like the time had come for the real supreme sacrifice. I'll put 'em in the book with the rest of you." Ms. Olger's salad dressing, Ms. Eldred's fruit cordial, Ms. Reg's mince meat, Ms. Emmons's pie crust, these were all offered up. The basement dining room of the church was filled with women that spring afternoon, and a spirit was moving among them like a little flame, kindling each one to giving. The place in which they were gathered, its furnace in the corner, its reed melodeon for the Sunday school, its blackboards and its locked cupboards filled with dishes which the women had earned when a like flame quickened. This place might have been an austere height where they were face to face with the ultimate purpose of giving, of being. For abruptly children's shoes, parlor curtains, the little hoard accumulating over back on a cupboard shelf became as nothing, and the need to be of use was on them all, like a cry involuntarily answered to a cry. That exquisite reflection of each in each was there, obeying strange laws of repetition and contagion. A gentle, positive power, infinitely stronger than the negative infection of mob violence. It was as if the very church carpet which the receipt book sale must buy was but the homely means for the exercise of the mysterious force which moved them. Save only one. Ms. Jane Mellish sat by the serving pantry door, no more self-forgetful than when she was in her own kitchen. "What's the book going to be called?" she had asked when they had voted to prepare it. "The Katy Town First Church Ladies' Choice Receipt Book," they had finally decided. "How can you call it that if it ain't all the ladies?" Jane had inquired further. "Some of the ladies ain't got a choice receipt to their names, nor their brains."
"Such as ain't can see to the printing," Ms. Tyrus Burns suggested. "Would you druther do that, Jane?" she added tartly.
Jane's lips moved before she spoke, a little helpless way that they had, as if they were not equal to what they must do.
"Who's going to write the dedication?" she asked.
No one had thought of a dedication, but it occurred to no one to question it, and the answer was inevitable.
"You'd ought to do that," they said to Jane,
for who else of their number had ever published poems in the Katy Town Epitome, and whom else had its editor asked to do special funeral and wedding write-ups? Jane nodded and hid her relief, and presently faced the question which all along she had been dreading.
"Now, bread. We'd ought to have some real special breads," they said. "Who's going to do them?"
"Miss Holmes's salt rising bread, Miss Jacobs's potato bread, Miss Grace's half graham and half rye. These were all offered." It was Miss Tyrus Burns who said that which they were all thinking. She turned to Jane Mellish.
"Land, Jane," she said, "what it'd be to have your white bread receipt for our volume."
At this, a hush fell, and they looked at Jane. For years, her white bread receipt had baffled them all. Nobody made white bread like Jane, and no one could find out how she made it, whether by flour or mixing, or, as some suspected, a homemade lard, or an unknown baking powder, or a secret yeast packed in occasional boxes from Jane's relatives overseas. Whatever the process or the component, she kept it.